There was a time when Republicans were considered environmentalists. Today, not so much. Back in the 1970s, the GOP helped lead the charge to write laws that provided new protections for the country's air, land, and water. Richard Nixon created the Environmental Protection Agency. Fast forward 45 years, presidential candidate Donald Trump pledged to dismantle the EPA. As president, Trump hasn't eliminated the agency, but his budgets consistently weaken it. How we got to this point is covered in a new book called The Republican Reversal, Conservatives and the Environment from Nixon to Trump. Published by Harvard University Press, it's by James Turner and University of Kansas Hall Distinguished Professor Andrew Eisenberg. They trace the history of the environmental movement in the country in the 1960s, a time when rivers caught fire, big city air quality could be awful, raw sewage was regularly dumped into rivers, species like the bald eagle were disappearing, and people worried about overpopulation. Much of the regulatory response to those issues came from none other than Richard Nixon. Today he's remembered for resigning under the pressure of a Watergate investigation. It's less remembered that he signed into law the Clean Water Act, the National Environmental Policy Act, and the Endangered Species Act. What's more, he did those things with support from both Republicans and Democrats. Then things changed. Today, the GOP fights to get rid of environmental regulations and make public land smaller. Why the switch? Turner and Eisenberg credit three things. Republicans increasingly champion the free market. They want private enterprise to fix the environment, not governmental regulation. Second, conservative think tanks and interest groups became more prominent. Some of those groups attacked the scientific community, particularly on the issue of climate change. And finally, as air and water became cleaner, problems seemed less urgent. Republicans viewed additional regulation as governmental overreach. All of this is relevant today because it shapes the response to climate change in particular, an issue that many environmentalists consider of absolute urgency. Republicans, like Oklahoma's former Senator James Imhoff, fought to discredit the science behind climate change and to reduce governmental response to it. The Donald Trump presidency, by withdrawing from the Paris Climate Accord, rolling back regulation, and shrinking public lands, may be the strongest expression of that Republican philosophy. Here is an unfortunate casualty. Matters of science have turned into just another political debate. Science has been caught up in the same partisan politics as the rest of society. And here's why it matters so much. Funding for science and scientific agencies takes a mere 2% of the federal budget. As science gets politicized, that funding gets harder to come by, especially for things like climate science. Considering the contributions of scientific research to the economic and intellectual quality of our lives, that prospect is deeply troubling. This new book by Turner and Eisenberg helps us understand how all of this happened and why the environment and science have gone from something everybody can agree about to just one more political football.